Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always, in every moment and in every place. My name is Bethany Dingra, and I'm excited to share with you today's reflection. Hello, friends. For today's reflection, I wanted to take a look at the gospel reading for today. It comes from the book of John, chapter 5, verses 1 through 16. In this reading, we hear about Jesus encountering a man who is ill and has been for a very long time, 38 years to be exact. Jesus meets him in Jerusalem, outside of a pool that is known for being able to heal those who are sick. Many people with various ailments surround the pool, waiting for the water to be stirred so they can bathe in the water and be healed. Jesus can see that this man has been sick and waiting for a long time. He comes up to him and asks him a very simple question, "Do you want to be well?" To which the man responds, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. While I'm on my way, someone else gets down there before me." Jesus then tells him, "Rise, take up your mat, and walk." And instantly, the man is healed and does as Jesus says, taking up his mat and walking. My heart just breaks thinking about what this man endured for 38 years. The gospel doesn't tell us exactly what sort of illness the man had, but it seems that he may have been paralyzed. It must have been so discouraging to be at that pool where he believed he could receive healing, but be unable to actually make it to the pool on his own so that he could be healed. He tells Jesus that he has attempted to get to the pool on his own, but that he's unable to get there before someone else reaches it first. I can only imagine that after attempting to make it on his own several times and experiencing the pain and the humiliation and the disappointment of not making it, that the effort and energy that he was willing to put towards being healed probably started to decline. I have to imagine that eventually he simply accepted that he would not be healed unless there was someone willing to help him. But he didn't have anyone. And that loneliness must have been even more excruciating than his physical illness. He was waiting for someone to come and help him, but when Jesus comes to him and asks him if he wants to be well, he isn't able to simply be honest and say, "Yes, I do want to be well." Instead, he offers Jesus an explanation of why he hasn't been able to be healed yet, even though he's right on the edge of that possibility by being present at the pool. I can see myself in my own conversations with the Lord when I think about this man. I can think of times when I faced situations that seemed insurmountable, and times when I knew that I was unable to help myself and heal myself, even though I tried repeatedly. When Jesus would bring up these situations in prayer, I responded like the man. I would give him a whole list of reasons and excuses about why I hadn't been able to take care of everything on my own yet, but "Don't worry, Lord, I would keep trying." I didn't have the humility to simply receive his gaze and tell the Lord what I really wanted, to be healed. I didn't have the confidence that he truly would help me overcome my own weakness and failings. But Jesus knew just how long I had been struggling and all of my excuses, just like he knew exactly how long the man had been laying outside of the pool hoping to be healed. Jesus doesn't want our excuses. He simply wants to hear the honest answer to the question, "Do you want to be well?" Because Jesus wants the honor of entering into our hearts and our lives and making us truly well. And so, let us pray. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Jesus, we thank you for seeing each of us in our own difficulties and struggles, just like you saw the sick man outside of the pool in Jerusalem. Thank you for encountering us where we are at, especially in the places where we feel stuck. We know that you understand each and every effort we have made to try and make ourselves well. Lord, by your grace, please give us the humility and the confidence to return your gaze and to honestly answer you, "Yes, we want to be well. Jesus, please come and heal us and make us well." We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.